Hey there, it's Jet Tila, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show and judge on Food Network's Cutthroat Kitchen with Alton Brown. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AMA 30 KLAA.
And welcome back. Sadly, it is the concluding segment of the SoCal Restaurant Show, but the better news is we're going to be right back here with you next Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome, and it is a pleasure to welcome back my co-host, Chef Andrew Gruhl, to his show. Chef Andrew, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Andy. How you doing?
Chef Andrew, we're doing well. So sorry you couldn't join us last week in Florida for the 10th anniversary festivities, but I know you were with us in spirit, and also I know you know the area.
I know the area well, and it looked like an awesome trip. Great photos, great following, everything on social.
Well, you know, and Chef Andrew, gas in that area of Tampa Bay is over $2 a gallon less than it is here. Kind of an eye-opener, if you know what I mean.
Well, you know, that's we'll touch on the gas prices and politics maybe on a subsequent episode.
Fair enough. And we do want to mention we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Chef Andrew, before we talk about AB 257, on a more fun note, you are about to open a new restaurant either next month or some point in November, depending on things that are outside of your control. This is Calico Steakhouse. And Chef Andrew, you know, you always go into these things and have some fun. So we want to repeat again, you have a great contest going that's got a great reward. Give us the details of what you're up to, because it's kind of fun.
Certainly, and thanks for the opportunity. We are opening, we don't have an exact date. However, let's just say in the next couple months, Calico Fish House, which is a seafood chop house on Pacific Coast Highway in Sunset Beach. And as we open new restaurants, what we like to do is really get the public engaged. And by that, I mean almost giving away, you know, kind of hypothetical equity in the menu by offering somebody food, free food for a year. And the catch is, it is a recipe contest. And you submit your favorite recipe, what anything really that kind of fits within the American seafood chop house meats, sandwiches, burgers, you name it. We'll work it into the menu if it's a winning dish. And if your dish, your recipe submission wins, you get to eat that dish for free for a year anytime you come into the restaurant, and we'll name it after you. So, you know, it's a fun, it's a real fun opportunity to submit some of your own kind of culinary specialties. And we have gotten so many submissions thus far. People can submit those recipes on Instagram at Calico Fish House, Twitter at Calico Fish House, or they can just email me directly, which is andrewgruhl@gmail.com, and we'll be sifting through the recipes for the next couple of weeks. And then we'll also have follow-up prizes as well. So even if you're the runner-up or maybe even in the top five, you'll get upwards of $500 in free food in gift cards to the restaurant.
Chef Andrew, again, I just love your sense of fun. But probably also what we should do is spell Calico just in case.
That's a great point. Thanks, Andy. It's Calico, C-A-L-I-C-O. So you can think Cali as in California, or you can think Calico like the, you know, the striped cat, which references actually the calico bass, which is native to the waters of California and lives in the kelp forest. It's actually an incredibly sustainable fish.
Now, Chef Andrew, on a little bit more of a serious note, the politicians are always at it, and sometimes things don't actually pan out as well as what they sound, or in terms of what the description is, it's not exactly what the legislation is. So what are we talking about? Well, this is AB 257 that takes effect on the 1st of January next year, and it's casually known as the fast food labor law. Now, what we want to do, Chef Andrew, is you're obviously our industry insider. First, I'd like you just to present what this legislation does. Then we'll go into the opinion from a progressive restaurateur in terms of what this is going to do and what the impact might be. So, Chef Andrew, the kitchen is yours.
Well, so the California FAST Act, 8257, was signed into legislation, not by coincidence on Labor Day by Governor Gavin Newsom. The act itself has been labeled as the, kind of a pro-employee act that allows for employees in the fast food industry in California, which is obviously the largest state largest kind of sector of the fast food industry when it comes to state on state. It allows them to have a seat at the table when it comes to establishing workplace practices as well as setting wages. And, I think that it's really important because I'll lay out here for you where we're starting to see some of the infighting, because there's already an intent to recall this bill in various ways from tons of different people within the industry. But what the mechanics of this bill is that it establishes a council, and the council itself has 10 representatives. There's four representatives from the four representatives from the franchisee or the franchisor or from the restaurant itself. So if you own a restaurant, you've got multiple restaurant locations, you would have, four people that you could appoint to that specific board. There's two representatives from the state, and then there's four representatives from the workers and the unions, right? People who are against this bill are suggesting, okay, you basically just handed your business over to the government, because now – the business owners have a minority vote on this board, and in so much as still the other six remaining could be independent, just by virtue of the fact that California is a super democratic state and that the union is working in tandem with the local governments, they assume that those other six votes are all going to kind of vote on the side of whatever the state of the union ends up proposing. And a lot of the elements of this bill to immediately put forth a $22 an hour minimum wage that then goes up with the consumer price index over time, which, I always agree with paying people more. I just don't know if the economics of doing so broadly across the state of California in such a manner works, because in certain communities, right, the price index is different. So I might be able to live for $500 a month in one community, and in another community it might be $3,000, which is why there's variable wages. But this would galvanize it such that it is a set wage. And what they're also suggesting, and I know I'm short on time here, is that effectively while this starts with some of the larger multi-unit groups, it's going to trickle down into the small independent restaurants, and it's also going to go nationwide. And why this hurts the small independent restaurants that aren't specifically targeted by this bill is that the businesses that can afford this, the larger massive corporations that can pay $22, $23, $24 an hour out of a lot of their profits from the franchisee funds, then they're going to be putting some of these smaller businesses out of business, because they're not going to be able to get any workers because they can't afford to pay the $22 an hour, while they might be able to provide benefits beyond monetary benefits, because it doesn't always come down to money. So this is a very tricky subject, and it has the potential to have the unintended consequence of pushing a ton of restaurant businesses out of the state of California, and or effectively merging the government into the businesses of those that still remain in the state of California.
In a remaining moment, Chef Andrew, in terms of this board, how much power do they have? I mean, it seems pretty absolute.
It is absolute, and that's the scary part. They have the power to set all the rules and regulations for the restaurant itself in an industry that, mind you, only 1.5% of wage theft violations occur in the restaurant industry in the state of California. So it seems to be somewhat of a moot point.
Chef Andrew, that's where we need to leave it. This is certainly something that we need to watch, and as always, we do thank you for your expertise as far as that's concerned. We'll pick it up next week. Food fans, that's our show. A tip of the toque to my co-host, the always well-informed Chef Andrew Gruhl. A salute to Lou here at Angel Stadium and Technical Excellence. Kudos also to Adam Bell on social media. Next week, we're back with another big show. We're proudly presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Stay tuned, because Doctors in the Dugout with Alan Beyer, MD, and Jonathan Kaplan, MD, takes the field next. As we always like to say, dine well and be safe. See you next week.